Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We bless God for you. This is Reverend Aaron Williams. You are live on DTW Ministries by Way of Purpose Kingdom Network right on Blog Talk Radio. This is the 1200th episode of Purpose Kingdom. Purpose Kingdom. 319-527-6091 is the number to call. Put it in your phone. Put it on speed dial. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. 319-527-6091. Again, this is the 1200th episode of Purpose Kingdom. And as always, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's pray. God, we thank you. God, our hearts are heavy today. Our hearts are heavy tonight. God, even as we remember Mr. George Floyd and those that have been needlessly losing their lives, God, in our streets, in the streets of America. God, we pray for your mercy. God, we pray for your forgiveness. God, we pray for your judgment, for your justice. God, you said you'll protect and you perfect those things that concern us. God, as we look out over the future of our children and our children's children, our nation, God, hallelujah, how can we not cry out to you? You're our source and strength. You're our sustainer. You're our life and the giver of life. You're our keeper and our protector. God, you are the shade on our right hand, and we look to you, God, for we cannot fight this army. We have no power and strength of our own, but you are our strength. You are our sword and shield. You are our shield and buckler. You are, God, our strong tower where the righteous can run to you and are safe. We thank you, God, that it's safety in you. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the heart of men, God. Touch the hearts of men, God. God, that they may turn wholeheartedly to you in the name of Jesus. You told us, hallelujah, to redeem the time, to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, knowing that the days are evil. Oh, yes, God. And more than ever before, we need to cry out to you. For you said, if your people who are called by your name would humble ourselves, if we would first, God, take low, if we would humble ourselves, walk in humility, don't be so high-minded and heady, thinking only of ourselves, God. But if we would humble ourselves, you said he that loves his life will lose it, God. But he that hates his life shall keep it unto life eternal, God. Teach us, yes, God, that we may come after you with our whole heart. Yes, that we may humble ourselves and pray. Seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. Then, yes, God, will you hear from heaven? Then, God, will you forgive the sin? And then, God, will you heal the land, God? We pray for your healing, for healing is the children's bread. Touch every infirmity and heal the land. Touch every sickness and heal the land. Touch every disease, God, and heal the land. In Jesus' name we pray, with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. I'm trying to contain this press that I feel in my spirit. For it's time to seek God. I know that I gave our engineer and backstage technician, our brother, in arms, our brother in service, our brother in ministry, Brother Rob. But I gave him from pressure to praise. And that by itself preaches. For those who know the ways and the word of the Lord, there's not too much I have to add to that. But with this weight of black death, I would say. I would say that this is not anything new. It's just that the revolution, Gil Scott-Heron said, will not be televised. But with social media and broadcasting, everything is being seen. Not that it wasn't being done, but now that which is hidden is being seen. And we had a question in our men's fellowship that I want to post out to you. Are you genuinely bothered? Are you irritated by what you see? And we're not talking about to join a militia and fight against the man, but we have an enemy, my God. We have an enemy that wants to destroy the people of God. For we know that the enemy comes, the thief comes, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came that we may have life, and we may have it more abundantly. But what will it take, child of God? God, what will it take for us to surrender, for us to hate our lives, that we may gain the life of Christ? What will it take for you, child of God? Come out of your stupor of weakness and excuse and religiosity and come to the cross. God, I'm telling you, there's power in the cross. Listen to a whoremonger. Listen to a drug abuser. Listen to an abuser of himself. Listen to someone who understands what bondage is. Crying because I knew in the morning I couldn't live victorious through the day. Crying and terrified at night because I was afraid to go to sleep and die in my sin after a day of defeat. And it wasn't until Christ took me out of that bondage. It wasn't until Christ lifted me up out of myself. It wasn't until the love of God became more prevalent in my life than the love of self. And that's why you do it. That's why we struggle. That's why we fight with ourselves, because we love ourselves more than we love our God. I know you don't want to hear this today, and I took a sabbatical and was off for a week while I was traveling. And I'm glad I'm back, because I hear the words of one of our pastors. I asked him, I said, what do you do when you don't want to minister? What do you do when you don't want to preach? He said, preach. When you don't want to sing, sing. When you don't want to minister, minister. I'm going to tell you a secret. You got to pray to pray. I'm getting happy all here by myself, but you have to pray to pray. You have to live to live. You have to fight to fight. You can and we can think this thing will come through some means of osmosis without coming into the battle. Yeah, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but listen, it will be formed. We know that we're more than conquerors. Yes, God. But we're more than conquerors because we are in war. The end result has already been laid. The end result has already been determined. We're more. We're overcomers. We're already victorious. So the biggest fight is not on the outside anymore. The biggest fight is not the enemy of my soul. The biggest fight is not the devil. The biggest fight is not my brother. It's not my sister. My biggest fight is me. My biggest fight is on the inside. How do I navigate hate? How do I navigate through rage? How do I navigate through lustfulness? How do I navigate God and still show Christ on the inside? When Aaron wants to rage up, when Aaron wants to be risen up, when Aaron wants to be seen and fight back and defend, how? God, you have to show us how. Can we be men indeed and wage war on our knees? I know someone saying, yeah, that's the problem. No one's fighting. No one's doing anything physical. Everybody's talking about prayer. But I'm going to tell you, prayer works. Ah, yes, God. Prayer works. I ask myself often the question when people ask me to pray. I pray because I'm looking for the answer. I pray not because I want to just pray because they're asking. I pray because I believe and know that my God is able. He doesn't put anything more on us than we can bear, but we're with the temptation. We're with the test. We're with the pressure. Also make way of escape for us. What's my escape, God? What's my way out? What's my way up? What's my way in? What's my way through, God? How do I do it? You got to show me. God, you got to teach me. God, you got to train me, discipline me, whip me into shape. What will you say to God about you? Yeah, we want to point fingers at each other. But what will you tell God about you? I continue to hear, and I write on almost every page that I study from, even when I, especially when I'm dealing with the men, what Pastor Smith said all the time. Men who talk often to men about God must first talk often to God about men. I put it this way, men who talk often about other men must first talk often to God about himself, because the finger always points to me, the one responsible. Remember the impotent church? Why couldn't we cast him out? When Jesus just came down and rebuked the spirit from the man, he said, why couldn't we cast them out? He said, oh, ye of little faith, how long will I deal with you? Howbeit, this kind comes not out but by prayer and fasting. Challenge number one, my God. I'm already at challenge number one. My challenge number one is for the Christian listener. You that want more from God, I challenge you today to turn your plate down. Turn your plate down until God said, stop. Turn your plate down and pray. Turn your plate down and read and get into the word. Meditate in scripture. Turn your plate down fast. Now, Shiloh, come. Don't you want to see a change? I want to see a change. I want to see something different. I want revival in my time. I want to see revival with my own eyes. Don't you want God to revive you? Don't you want God to refresh you, to renew you, to refill you? Listen, it says that though my outward man perish, yet my inward man is renewed. Listen, every day, day by day, there's a daily refreshing. There's a daily renewing. There's a daily refilling. There's a daily reviving ready and available for the child of God that would just come after it, my God. I'm excited because I believe God wants to do it. I believe that the Spirit of God wants to do it. But he's asking, child, will you make yourself available? Will you go through the pain? Remember, I believe it's in Romans, it said, we have, in Hebrews, that we haven't suffered unto death. We haven't been put on a cross. Yeah, there's dying men dying in the street today. There's men dying in the street even as we speak. But who will be willing to die to themselves? I'm not asking you to go and fight a battle out in the streets of Philadelphia or wherever you may be listening, whatever city, whatever state that you may be listening. But what I am asking you, are you willing to die to yourself? My God. Are you willing to die to the identity that you hold so dear to yourself? Are you willing to lose yourself that you may gain the Christ that you see when you read the scripture, that you may gain the God that you see and that he reveals to you when you're in prayer? Will you be willing to die to yourself? My God, hallelujah. For God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Listen, according to the power. What power? The same power that he wrought when he rose Christ from the dead indwells and is on the inside of you and I. The same power that God, my God, hallelujah. The same power. We're more than able through the power that works in us. Pressure. It's revival in China. They're killing Christians there. It's revival in India. They're killing Christians there. It's revival in Africa. They're killing Christians here. Do you want what happens in these, what we call third world countries, to happen here before we press in deep? My God. What will it take? I got to keep asking that question. What kind of pressure do you need to live through, to rise up into a position of praise, a position of power, a position of prayer, a position? We're looking to be prosperous. We're looking for the financial blessing. We're chasing all kind of dollars. We're having 7, 8, 9, 10 streams of income. But God says, who will chase after me? Who will desire me? Ah, my God. I'm talking to myself today. Who will come after me? Who will chase after me that I may do in you what I will? We pray, let your will be done, God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, God. Let your kingdom come. As we look at scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, my God, I'm excited about what God is doing in us even tonight. My God, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 3rd verse. Because we have specialized in having church in church. We've specialized of preaching to the choir. We specialize in edifying and preaching to each other. But listen to what the scripture says in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, if they can't see it. And people say, you don't have to preach. You don't have to be a preacher to share the gospel. People look at your lifestyle. But listen to what the world is talking about, love. The world is talking about unity. The world is talking about being together and coming together, even though we often see that it's still as separate as ever. But the world comes and say, accept people the way they are. If our gospel of Jesus Christ is hid, it's not hid from the church. It's not hid from the saints. If that gospel be hid, it's hid from the Christian. No, if it's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I'm purposely slowing down right here because I want the word to sink into you. I want the words that I'm saying that I believe are being unctioned by the Holy Spirit to sink into your psyche and your thinking. In whom, listen, the God of this world had blinded their eyes. Is that what it says? Have blinded what they see. No, he's blinded their minds. So it's not what they see. It's what they comprehend and perceive. It's what they think the church represents. Because their minds have been blinded. It's the same way where God has still had the veil over the mind of Israel, that they can't see the grace of Christ through the law. They can't see it because their minds have a veil over it that God put there. But God says in 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, that the devil, the god of this world, has blinded their minds. Whose mind has he blinded? Those that won't hear the gospel, those that are lost. Now more than ever before will the real Christian please stand up. Will the real Christian, blood-washed, born-again believer, please stand up. We see you with your three-piece suit and your designer tie. We see you with your nice dress and your red bottom shoes. We see you with your hat and your gold ring. We see you dressed. Do we see Christ, my God? I'm telling you, this word right here is going to have me for a couple of weeks. I know it. Do you see Christ? When we have more denominations, or 23rd and Ridge, 24th and Ridge, there was three churches. Two on one side of the street, one across the street. At the end of their services, you would come out and everyone was on their own pavement and all of them were facing their own church. No one turned to wave at the group of Christians that were just a few steps away at the other church. Because over top of their door, the denomination was different. But we want people to see Jesus in us. This is our challenge, that we get on our knees. This word finds you. This is my second challenge, that at the end of this broadcast, you get on your knees and ask God, I know I am, ask God to teach you how to do this thing, how to live this thing. Yeah, we've been doing good. We've been going to church, God. But it's time, as we see the enemy is turning up his advancements, turning up his heat, we got to intensify our heat. We got to intensify our position. We see that he's trying to fortify a stronghold of fear in the people of God. He's trying to move into territories that don't belong to him. They belong to the child of God, my God. And we got to fight. And that fight is going to be on our knees that fight is going to be to tear down strongholds. That fight is going to be to destroy every yoke by the anointing of God. In whom, verse 4, the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Listen, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this gospel, but if it's hid, it's hid for those who won't hear. It's hid from those who won't believe. It's hid from those who won't perceive. That's the necessity of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God. I'm learning and had to learn that. Not our philosophy, not how well we can put things together, not a new and fresh word, but the gospel, the same gospel, the gospel. That's why it's foolishness, because the preaching of it is foolishness, because you want to know in your own mind, how does this thing work? You want to know how preaching this same story works, because we're not trying to build well-adapted churchgoers. We're trying to win converts to Christ. Because it's about him, not with man's wisdom. That their glory won't be in man, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. And in the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians. I'm ready to lay down. I'm ready now. Let me go back here. I want to read this portion of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to keep reading verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Listen, this is what he's telling me. You and I have the God, the very God of the Bible, on the inside of these houses of clay. So that when we see how things work, we may give God glory, because we recognize it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And every story you read in this world was something phenomenal, was something dynamic, was something impossible. But God took ordinary men and women and did the impossible. And he's bringing us to a point of impossibility. Ah, my God, that you and I may stand with an impossible God. My God, for without faith it is impossible. Do you have faith? Then nothing is impossible with you. You and God make up the majority. We have this treasure. What treasure? That same gospel who God commanded. Command. God did it. God said it. God said, do it. God said, go. And it went. It was a command from God that light should go out of the darkness. And it now shined in our hearts. That's why now we have the mind of Christ. Not because of our goodness. It was a prayer that the women had in their prayer vigil. Daniel's prayer. It wasn't by my excellency of speech, God. It wasn't behind, because how well I put it together and my own talents and abilities, but my goodness, God, and my righteousness. But God, it was because of your tender mercy. It was because of your faithfulness. It was because of your grace that we're able to do what we do, that we're able to stand where we stand, that we're able to live in victory today. Turn our plates down, as the first challenge was, and seek the face of God. I want you to read Daniel, the 9th chapter, and read that prayer. Let it become a part of your prayer life. 319-527-6091 is the number. If you're not already on the line, dial 1. If you're on the line and have a question or comment, some feedback that you want, some input you want to share with us, again, 319-527-6091. If you're online listening by way of online, you can put in a IM message and send it, and we'll be able to read your question or comment on the air. But I want to give you space right here in the middle right here to do that right now. I'm always trying to encourage you. This is a call-in broadcast, but I get a little preachy sometimes, so you got to forgive me. But I'm excited about what God wants to do in us. And listen, it's God that worketh in us both to will. If you got to want to, it's God that gave you the want to. And that same God that gave you the want to, it says that is God that works in us both to will, listen, and to do. He not only gave us the want to, he gave us the ability to do. Ah, my God, hallelujah. For the people that do know their God shall be strong, listen, and do exploits. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said all that to tell us these scriptures. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. I see the trouble. Life is in turmoil. Things are turning upside down, but I'm not distressed about it. Why? Because I recognize who's dwelling on the inside. Hallelujah. We are perplexed, but not in despair. My goodness. There's no one to help us. But I'm not despairing about that. Because although no one is there to help, you and I are still not alone. We still hold the majority on our side. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. My God. Hallelujah. They buried us, but we rose up again. They killed us, but we were revived by the Spirit of God. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Listen, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest, might be made obvious, might be made a show, made known that people will see it in our mortal body, that when people see you and I in their subconscious, they should say, there go Jesus. He looks like Jesus. She looks like Jesus. They sound like Jesus. You remember Peter? After they took Christ and he came amongst them to look in the shadows and look away off, and people saw him. He said, hey, wasn't you one of them? He said, no, I wasn't with him. Get out of my face. I don't know that guy. He said, nah, yeah, for sure. You were definitely one of them. Your speech. Remember in Acts, when they were around the Sanhedrin and they were around the learned men, and the men said, hey, we know that these guys that are going around turning the world upside down are unlearned men, but we recognize that they had been with Jesus. There were some people who, when Will Smith came in Philadelphia, shook their hand, hugged someone, threw a wave at someone. When the Pope came and kissed someone on the cheek, or kissed their hand, or they kissed his hand, they said, "I will never be the same. I met the Pope. I met someone famous, a celebrity, shook my hand. I know I'm going to be blessed now." And the people can believe that from a mortal man, from spending time in the presence of the Pope, from spending time in the presence of a celebrity. How much more will we be affected if we spend time with the God of the universe? I'm telling you, I'm feeling this thing. I'm ready to hang up the phone and get on my knees right now. Always bearing about in the body, Christ has done for us. What Christ has suffered, how he died, how he rose again, how he suffered his passion for us. Why? That his life might be made manifest in mine. That his life may show. Paul said, "It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives inside of me." 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. Turn with me. No, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to read that a little bit more than that. Made more in our mortal bodies. For we which live are always delivered. You got to read this stuff line by line, word by word. We which live are always delivered unto death. People are always trying to get rid of you. The enemy is always trying and fighting to get rid of you because of your testimony and the testimony of your life. That he's turning and you look like Jesus. That the life, we're always delivered to death, that his life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. Not spiritually, not supernaturally, but in the life that we live, in this flesh that we live. We want to walk as Jesus walked, as Jesus talked. What are we looking for? What are we looking for? What moves you? What moves you to do? What moves you to pray? What moves you to see God and to seek after him? We know during this pandemic, we have more people praying than we have in a long time. I don't want to say than ever before, but everyone was praying. I had people calling and texting about prayer that I had never texted and had never texted me about prayer to pray. What will we do? What will it take to move us to full obedience? I'm thinking about that. That thing sometimes scares me. And I think about what would it take for us to come into the place of total obedience. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 9. Very familiar passage. It says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Listen to verse 11. "And such were some of us." Those things that we labeled and that we named, we used to do those things. But we've been washed, but We've been sanctified, but we've been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We've been justified even as though we stand in front of God through the blood of Jesus, as if we've never committed a sin. He's cleansed us. He dwells us on the inside. And all he asks is that we surrender. All he asks is that we give up. All he asks is that we give in. All he asks is that we die to ourselves. I know you don't want to lose those friends. I know you don't want to lose those loved ones. I know you want those circles that you've taken all this time and those relationships that you've taken time to form. And as you feel God pulling you, you fight back because you feel he's pulling you out of what you've built, out of what you've made, and you get afraid that he's going to take it all from you. Let me ask you a question. I'd say four words, only five words. Will it take all that? Will it take that for you to say yes? Will it actually take him to do it? Listen, God is merciful, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy, slow to wrath. But he will not always chide. He will not always strive with us. Here's my fourth challenge. While the wooing of God is wooing and calling your spirit, as the burden of precision, as the burden of perfection, as the burden of pressure, as the burden of pressing into God is on you, I want you to come to him. Whether you're already saved or you've not acknowledged Christ as your Savior, if this word has found you, I want you to repeat this prayer with me. I want you to pray, and because we're not able to hear each other, I can't hear you in your response. I'm going to pray a prayer, but I'm going to give you also some time that you may say to God in your own words what it is that you want and are asking him to do. But first, let me take you through this prayer of say it and mean it. And if you may say what you mean and mean what you say, God will do exactly what you ask him to do. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me, cleansing blood. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. At this time, while I pray, I'm going to ask that those that know how to pray, that whatever that thing is that's on your heart that you felt the need to come to God about, I want you to start praying and asking him about that thing right now as I pray for you in agreement. God, even as we pray together, God, I can't hear those that are on the line, that are on their internet, on the computers, whatever means of media or communication they're using. I can't hear them, but I know that you can. God, and you're a prayer answering God. You say that if we pray according to your will, we know that you hear us. God, and knowing that you hear us, we know also that we have the petition that we desire of you. God, you said the hidden things belong to the Lord our God, But you said also, God, that those things that have been revealed belong to us and our children, even our children's children, to the third and fourth generation. God, you've revealed healing. Healing belongs to us. You have revealed your deliverance. You revealed your power. You revealed, God, even your will to preach the gospel. God, I don't know what they stand in need of, but I know you know. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever that burden is on their heart, God, that you would cause it to germinate, that you would cause it to grow, that thing, God, that is purposed for them, whether it be teaching, whether it be exhortation, whether it be preaching, whether it be prophesying, whether it be a laying on of hands, whatever it is. Whether it be parenting, whether it be entrepreneurship, whether it be whatever they're doing, God, and whatever that need is, whether it may be intercessing, interceding, seeking your face, fasting, a greater commitment, whatever it is, God. Yes, God, that you would germinate that seed in them tonight. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring it to fruition. God, we thank you for those that will continue to plant and to water every seed that's been deposited in the child of God. But we thank you that you will give the increase, enlarge their territory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I'm so grateful to God for all of you that have listened and are still listening tonight. As again, a reminder, this is the 1,200th, the 1,200th episode of Purpose Kingdom. Hallelujah. We started off in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 3rd through the 11th verse, we went into 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. And I want to put this scripture in your hearing, and then we're going to bring on Brother Rob, and he's going to give you some information on your new conversion and your new decision for Christ, on how to correspond with Purpose Kingdom, and to invite you and give you some more information. But Acts 17:30 says this. In the times of this ignorance, that's when men and women were worshiping all kinds of gods and idols. Paul was at Mars Hill, and he preached a sermon. And he said this, at the times of ignorance, God winked at this ignorance, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Brother Rob, you're on, and I'll come back when you're done. And give final words and a benediction.
Real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcement. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you that joined us for the 1,000th, what our 1,200th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And this is truly a milestone, and we just like to thank you and each and every one of you, no matter where you're listening to us in the world, whether you're calling us on the phone or you're just listening to us online. We just thank you so much. And, you know, real quickly, you know, our time that we spend here on Purpose Kingdom Network is just so precious, and we appreciate each and every host that have spent the time. And one of the most precious times that I've always couldn't find the way to express myself is that, you know, the time that we spend is the time preparing for the show. And it's like right before the show when me and Reverend Williams, you know, we spent the moment. But one of the best things about it was that, you know, we agreed that, you know, no matter at the end of the day, that Christ, you know, is in our lives to the people. And we had to make sure that the word that we have in our heart goes out from our hearts and our tongues to each and every one of the people. And we just want to thank each and every one of you for making this possible, because without the listeners, you know, our word would not be heard. And, you know, one of the other things that, you know, Minister Reverend Williams had said before was that he, before he went on the air, was that he came back from a sabbatical. And we also have to understand that when you go through a sabbatical, that you recharge your batteries and that you come back energized and you come back, some tenfold, hundredfold, 1,000-fold, no matter what level it is, you come back energized. And he has done that like maybe 10,000-fold right now tonight. But with that being said, if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can let us know that you have turned your life over to Christ. And right now we know the sanctuaries are closed at the moment, but this is a church without walls. So feel free to listen to us and just email us or just contact us and let us know when you turn your life over to Christ, and we will gladly share that with the world. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name and show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And don't forget to tell a friend. We greatly appreciate that. And anytime you want to get a morning word of inspiration, you go to anchor.com or Anchor FM and just simply type in Purpose Kingdom, and you'll get a morning word of inspiration. And we just thank you so much, and just feel free to share with a friend. Also, we have show advertisements and announcements, which is on Facebook, so like us on Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. That way you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And as always, feel free to share with a friend. Well, guys, we God bless you. We hope you join us tomorrow night at the 9 p.m. hour for The Dwelling Place. Host, Sister Dominique Hudson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Dwelling Place with Sister Dominique Hudson. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. And, there's not many times we have milestone episodes, but, this is one that is greatly appreciated. And I just want to share one thing, before we, before I get off and I return everything over to Reverend Williams. And it's going to be in Matthew 16:18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And, one thing I just, I noticed with, Reverend Williams, he keeps it pretty, normal. And, let's not forget, because, Jesus always, gave advice to Peter and let him know. And Peter basically was a sponge, because Peter thought that he was just always going to stand steadfast for the Lord. But Jesus also told him, hey, listen, you're not going to be the rock you think you are, but you will be, because guess what? You're going to deny me. And at one point, once Peter got everything all together, he became the rock. Because don't forget, Peter was the one that was first influenced by Judas. Okay, until Judas understood that his ultimate thoughts of grandeur through Jesus was not going to happen. And Peter also witnessed, with his own eyes, that, I acted wrongly, because I kind of encouraged this guy. But, regardless of anything that happens, I just want to, let Reverend Williams know, I got a catchphrase for you before you end the show. And you mentioned Will Smith, so I just want you to get preachy with it, because you've been getting preachy with it all night. So, Reverend Williams, show's back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you so much. And as Brother Rob mentioned our archives, I want to challenge you, as you're binge-watching the Ozark and all these other shows on Netflix and whatever other means of media that you have, and Fire Stick and with Hulu, Vudu, and Roku, and all these other doo-doos that we have to watch all these streaming shows. I want you to stream Purpose Kingdom Network, binge Purpose Kingdom. And you can go right there at Purpose Kingdom. Was blogtalkradio.com/ Purpose Kingdom and look up DTW Ministries. We got a few minutes, and we do have a caller, so we're going to quickly bring that caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. This is DTW Ministries. I'm going to help you. You have a caller?
Hi, good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, son, and good evening to everyone. I just want to tell you how excited I am that we're back on the air. When you sent me this text and this thing popped up, I was so excited. But, yes, indeed, I'm there. You will put the thing down again today, as you usually do, and let God use you as you usually do. And I'm so excited. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to hear everybody that's on this line. And I thank you for the scriptures, and I thank you for the prayers, and I thank you for the message because it was really powerful. And it helped me and everything. Every time you do, every time it helps me a little more. Give me a little more strength. Give me a little more courage. Give me a little more stamina. Give me a little more stand up. Stand up is sure. That's a word. I don't know. I just made it up. But you know what I'm talking about. So I just appreciate you so much, and I love you so much, no matter what. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. That's my mom, y'all. Say hi. Yeah. So we want to challenge you guys that are listening. You know, I had to take that call. DTW was a blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom/DTW ministries, and go ahead and binge about a few episodes of that. Do that a couple of days. Instead of watching TV for 3 or 4 hours, why don't you cut it in half and binge some episodes of Purpose Kingdom and put that in your diet daily. So we thank God for you. We thank God for those who have been going online and Google Play and CD Baby and purchasing my project, Ring Your Heart by Reverend Aaron Williams, our CD project. So thank God for that. You know, that's still out there. We are in the fall coming out with a new project, and we thank God for that. And that's Be Ready. That's the name of the track, Be Ready. I like it. I think it's going to bless you real good. But we're excited. We're excited because it is God that works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So if it's in us, it's because God put it in. Romans says there's none righteous. There's none that seeketh after God. So the part of me that seeks after him is him in us. We to wit that Christ, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Listen, now Christ is in us through the Holy Spirit, reconciling us back to the Father through him. I'm so excited about this thing, I don't know what to do it myself. But I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way in each and every listener. Bless their home, bless their family. God, we pray that your love would continue to flow heart to heart, breast to breast, house to house, ministry to ministry, God, church to church, in the name of Jesus. Give glory to yourself. Bless Purpose Kingdom Network. Bless Pastor Toy. Bless Brother Rob and all those that work behind the scenes. Sister Adrian, every minister, every administrator, God, every leader, every host. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great night.
Jesus bless. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. He set me free. I will not lose. Never wanna see me down. I will not lose.